and shine, rise and shine. Hey, Hardy, wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated?
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a prance on Hansel all in Fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Mr. Nightlinger, what's for breakfast?
Dude, apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
You're on the High Ground with Craig Flowers.
Sammy will have a little baseball trivia this morning. Good, great seeing you. You look great.
Thank you. You're I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you. Let's go. Good morning, Texas. Good morning, Texans, and everybody, all of you that are getting here as fast as you possibly can or could. Remember what you left. And remember why you came or why you're coming. And don't mess with Texas. Yes, indeed. And I know you're waiting for it. There are a lot of states that are great. But as we know, there's only one great state.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Well, there you go.
Herman got dropped.
Don't know if that is going to be the drop we go to, but there will be always an interesting drop. We are live, local, and, of course, digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. And, of course, on all the dialed-up frequencies that you are fully aware of, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We are on the banks of the mighty 360. Looking over at the 40 acres right now on a beautiful Saturday morning in studio with a remarkable person. 10 combat deployments, was in the Army, both in the Navy as well. Special Operations helicopter pilot. I'm not talking about Jamie Frazier. The one and only Jamie Frazier.
What's going on, Colonel? Willie Brown's working hard out there for Jack Brown Cleaners.
Jack Brown Cleaners, yeah. Go by. You might see Willie running around. Well, recognize him. He's got his man bun up. But Jamie.
I don't think he man buns it.
No, I don't think so either. Huh. I just say that. The pride of East Austin, Jamie, that is who you are with the world's friendliest Rottweiler and a hot and cold tub.
Sure.
So it's funny. I was talking to my brother last night who's been in Kuwait for 18 months. And, you know, he. it's amazing. You know, we've all had our overseas stories, and he, you know, he had this great German Shepherd that was his forever, and now he comes back and comes to find out that German Shepherd is no longer available to him, and now he's going to be looking for a new dog. And I'm telling him about Sasha Marie, the world's friendliest Rottweiler over in East Austin. I'm saying you got to meet Jamie.
Yeah,
Price.
But that's like the saddest story, because I came home and got a divorce, my ex-wife got my dog. That's the dog. You don't take the dog. You don't.
She took the dog. What is it about these wives and girlfriends that say you can have everything else except the dog?
Yeah, no, don't take the dog.
But Chris, my brother, I'm the oldest of four, and Chris is, he got all the looks, the height, the physical talent. He pitched for Lamar University down in Beaumont. And it's so funny. I remember Bragg Stockton was our coach at TCU. Our baseball coach, Jamie, you don't know who that is, but
don't
people
care.
Who went to skills and drills camps, and I can almost guarantee you somebody's going to text in and say, I went to skills and drills camps. But Bragg Stockton left TCU like the year after I left in 86 and went back to the University of Houston. And one of the most satisfying things I received from my brother Chris was when he was at Lamar, I got the little newspaper article. Of course, we had no, couldn't capture the screenshot, so I actually got the little newspaper article that he mailed to me, and it was that Chris Flowers, beats the Houston Cougars in a midweek game down in Houston, and Bragg Stockton was there, and I was like, yeah, that's getting it right there.
That's a better story than your pirate story.
Oh, yeah. That's an embarrassing story, the pirate story, the Halloween costume. You can always go back and listen to the High Ground, brought to you by Sportsman's Finest. I was on the phone, as I always am, Saturday mornings with the owner, CEO, and leader over at Sportsman's Finest. Their gunsmithing operations, Jamie, is headed to another level. They have the fastest guns turnaround in their gunsmithing office, led by Sammy Sam, not to be confused with Sammy from Alabama. But the gunsmith over there, head gunsmith, is Sam. You've got a great relationship with him. He's done great work with you.
Yeah, in fact, I just dropped off my hand-me-down from my dad, the 22 pump Winchester, pump 22, which is fun squirrel gun. And it's getting worked on up there at Sportsman's.
They do the gun cleaning, the gun smithing. You can put stuff on consignment with them, and they are the only ones right now that have a gunsmith in town, and they've got a couple of them over there. So Sportsman's Finest, delivering excellence and great leadership over there. They've got a new chief of staff that they've just hired, and she's doing already getting to know so that she can care and then challenge and meet all the expectations.
Well, that's quite a title, chief of staff.
Class 5, there are 10 classes of supply in the military. Class 5, of course, is ammunition, and Sportsman's Finest has a plan in place to meet all of your ammunition needs, and it's only going to get better as the next 30, 60, and 90 days.
How about a Class 6 shop?
So the High Ground, brought to you by Sportsman's Finest. I love that store. Just go in there, get yourself a sip, cup of coffee, and a breakfast taco. No te preocupes, and get on in there. Sportsman's Finest. And, of course, we have Chiso's boots and belts, because while you were at the gym yesterday, I was mailing a Chiso's belt for you to a friend out in, I don't know where they were, Oregon?
Yeah, to my brother-in-law.
Yeah, it's a good gift.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good belt, a good quality leather belt made from retired dairy cow leather, not calfskin. Where the holes are right. I get caught sometimes in between holes on my belt.
I like you say retired. They still get killed.
They don't have to apply for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Retired
crazy.
Dairy. How do you put that on your resume? Retired dairy cow.
Retired dairy cow. We're going to go over and see the chief Texan over at Chiso's after the show here today. If you want to stop by the Chiso's headquarters and meet us, that'd be great. Will Roman, of course, leading that.
And, chief Texan.
He is the chief Texan over there. They got big plans for 2021, by the way, so keep an eye on them. Right now, you can still order the only, and they're only going to make a limited supply of these, wild-caught Texas gator boot. And that's rare. I mean, no one's ever done that before, Jamie. Frazier.
Are they retired gators? I don't know.
Don't make me tell
I don't know.
Blueberry cobbler stories.
I don't want to hear blueberry cobbler get over there. Story.
Casey, texts are coming in already. Skills and drills, there it is. I knew it was going to happen. Let's see what they got. Skills and drills, Coach Stockton. What did he write here? I coached for 10 years of Bragg Stockton's assistants. He helped write Bragg's dissertation. Yeah, he was Dr. Bragg Stockton, kinesiology. It was the movement of baseball led to skills and drills. Coach Meyer, we may have done camps together. You may not have. I remember some of those camps because he would hire players to work some of those camps with him. And he did more great things for kids 16 and under than probably any coach in baseball in the great state.
Denton didn't need it last night.
Denton Ryan.
Oh, man.
Wow.
They have some players.
Tears were
team.
Shed on the green and white side.
Yeah.
That was a tough one to watch. They had some dudes up there for Denton Ryan.
Huge.
Oh, my gosh. But look, let's not let the first segment slip away before we get to the Chiso's Boots morning story.
The morning story.
Blake Gideon. Oh, yeah, I know the name very well. Steve Gideon, who is the founder of a piece of football equipment to help quarterbacks throw better. It's called the Pro Throw by Steve Gideon. But Blake Gideon, as Casey Studdard said, is just a great, great young man. He did want to serve in the military. I met with Blake Gideon in 2012, 2013. It was 2013, as I recall. He went undrafted in 2012 and signed as a free agent with the Arizona Cardinals. And later he was waived. But he was picked up by the Denver Broncos on the practice squad. They numbered 8. And Blake shared with me a story that I've never forgotten. In fact, I shared it with the Southwestern University Pirates football organization led by Joe Austin in Georgetown just this week. When Blake Gideon reported that morning to the Denver Broncos organization on October 9th, 2012, he got all of his gear, went through all of the taping and the physical stuff, and went to his locker. And then by then, it was 11:30, 12 o'clock in time for team lunch. Gideon was brand new to the organization, didn't know it at all. He was still wide-eyed and in development and trying to figure out what his roles and responsibilities were going to be. And he went into the cafeteria and sat down alone in a corner at one of the tables. Didn't want to mess up the rhythms and routines of the current players. And he sat alone with his tray. And as the team began to come in and get ready for lunch, one particular player, after getting his drink and turning to see where he was going to sit, came over and sat right with Blake Gideon. He said, "Listen, I am so glad that you are here. You have no idea how important it is for you to do what you're going to do on the practice squad. You're going to give us the looks that we need. You're going to help us get so much better than we are right now. And I just wanted to let you know we're glad that you're here. I was anticipating you being here today. And I think it's really important that you know that the role you're going to play on this 8-person practice squad is vital for us winning a Super Bowl." Gideon was shocked. He couldn't believe it. The other players, they saw it as well, and they came over and joined and sat and introduced themselves. And that player, well, that player was Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning went out of his way to go down to the newest member of the practice squad, and to this week at Southwestern University, that's struggling to get to be able to play in the spring on February 6th is going to be their opener. Well, I wanted to let those players know not only about Blake Gideon and Peyton Manning, but, boy, we all have a responsibility, self-awareness, to go down and meet the lowest, the newest, the member of our new team and welcome them. That new trainer, that new member of the radio station, that new member to Dell, that new member to, well, the Texas Longhorns. If you want that culture, that winning culture that's going to recruit, that's going to develop and win championships, well, make sure that how we welcome the newest members, perhaps some of the most least talented, but members of our organization, make sure you welcome them the right way. We'll be back from the banks of 360. That's the Chisos Boots Morning Story. Sammy!
This is Trace Atkins wishing my friend Craig Flowers all the best in Austin, Texas. I'll see you on the high ground.
Yeah, you always got to let that play out a little bit when the King's on. Don't want to interrupt him
too much.
You know,
Sammy's rocking a beard. He's got the short haircut. He's looking good. What's going on there, Sammy?
I don't know. Nothing new. Nothing shoeless. Different with my face.
Shoeless, yeah. Sammy. Shoeless. Not to be confused with shoeless.
Yeah, the man
Joe Jackson
does not
from
like
the
shoes.
Bathroom Baseball Book Trivia, which is a great book, by the way. The Bathroom Baseball Book. Hardball trivia for the best seat in the house. That's funny. We are the only two people in the Baseball Hall of Fame who are not connected with baseball. We are the only two people in the Baseball Hall of Fame who are not connected with the sport. Who are we? That is the Bathroom Book Baseball Trivia question of the morning. Text that in if you think you know. Somebody will get that pretty quick, I suspect, but it'll bring back a smile on your face. And maybe when we come back from the next break, Sammy, we can play a clip of these two guys. Oh, I just gave a clue right there. So anyway, I'm talking Jamie Frazier about to my brother because he wants to get a new dog because his dog was no longer available. And I'm trying to say, hey, take a look at the Rottweiler because your Rottweiler came from Buda.
He can't have my Rottweiler. Mm-mm. Texas. Yeah, she's a Texan. Yeah.
She is a Texan.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch.
She wakes up at 5:30 and says, "We're going for a walk. There's no alarm clock needed." Yeah.
So we watched that high school game last night.
We did.
And let me just tell you, boy, we were reflecting on our own high school experience, and it looked a little different than playing on in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
And with all that new equipment, yeah, the Texters are bringing it. And you're correct. Boom, bam, boom, boom. That's three rights in a row right there. But that's a different, well, I don't, I don't know if I would have stuck my nose in there to try to tackle number one for Denton Ryan.
No. He's a big, big kid.
And they sent him out there. They lined him up way out like they did Alejandro Villanueva for the Pittsburgh Steelers at West Point as a split end, as a wide receiver. And then they would throw it to him. He's got good hands, too.
Yeah, he's probably about 200 pounds, and the DBs that were covering were about 150.
Yeah.
And it took about 2 to 3 of them to tackle him.
Now, you were a defensive back, a cornerback at UC Davis, who's looking for a new director of athletics, by the way. And this is what cracks me up. We saw this last night. Here you're down 38-7, I think was the score. No, 38-8, maybe something like that.
To 8, that's what
they went for two. And Denton Ryan throws a deep ball late in the second quarter, in and out of the hands of the receiver. And the defensive back had a little to do with it, but you know, he stops and turns to the packed house crowd there and does the old D back, you know,
hey,
waves his, you know, like no, and waves his hand like,
hey, a win's a win. There you go.
Yeah, I
you
guess
gotta take it.
Little wins, but I mean, golly, that's probably not the best time to be doing that. We saw a little bit of that this year with some defensive backs that we watched on Saturday mornings. Mostly at noon, when the score's out of hand and you're standing there and you're acting like, you know, you did something really good. I don't understand that, but I also, you're 16, 17 year olds too.
Yeah.
So you got to rep that behavior. If you want that elite behavior to show up, you've got to rep it.
Yeah, but they're also getting the influence, so they're looking at the next level too. You watch all the college football, and they're doing the same stuff. So they're just they're mimicking everything that's going on within the NFL and college ranks. So, yeah, Willie Brown just texted in. He said he does not sport a man bun, just flowing locks. That's what he does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just want to make sure.
Well, speaking of Will Brown, and what was the name of the other team that they were playing against? South Lake Carroll. Will Brown, a couple of years ago, was the starting quarterback, not to be confused with Jack Brown Cleaners. Starting quarterback for South Lake Carroll. And that's the first time that I'd seen where these guys dye their hair all. They bleached their hair for the state championship. Will Brown is now the backup quarterback at Liberty University out of South Lake Carroll. How do we continue to let great athletes, great quarterbacks, and I've got some thoughts on it, leave the great state of Texas and go to places like Liberty? And we heard some of the players that we saw last night, Jamie, going to all these out-of-state schools.
Oklahoma, Tennessee, yeah, a lot of them. I don't know. I mean, you also got to look at, there's a huge depth of football here in Texas. There's a lot of players. And a lot of guys get, you know, if you're not a 5-star, 4-star, you're not going to get looked at University of Texas, which I think is a mistake, because there's, you know, developing players is the biggest thing. You get a 3-star. I mean, you look at Iowa State, those guys, they never have, you know, high-starred recruits, but they've developed players and they've actually gotten good, and that's the whole key that everyone's hoping for, that Sark's going to be in a big development phase. I mean, he's the first thing he did was after he said, "Hey, I got the job, thanks," you know, did that big interview, and then he went right off to the Texas high school coaches and said, "Hey, I'm here for you guys. What do you need?"
That's the first stop you've got to make. He is self-aware. Immediately drive to San Marcos. Go to that Texas High School Coach Association headquarters with great leadership, by the way. Meet with them and then get out there and start getting after it. Look, so his theme, and Aaron Hogan and I were talking about this, his theme during the presser, which he was well prepared for, good job, Strategic Communications Office over there, and I'm sure he got a earful from all of the leadership above him, but he hit all of the gates that he should have hit. He did throw in a little bit of coach speak, as Bucky reminded us, which you can expect. But then his theme was authenticity, being authentic. There's a reason for that.
I think the biggest thing that the authenticity, but the biggest thing is that, hey, listen, I just won national championship last night, but here I am in Austin, Texas the next morning.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was. 18 hours.
Hope he brought some change of underwear. Not sure.
And he's right here.
Yeah.
18 hours and he's here. And here's what I know about Terry Joseph, Jeff Banks, Blake Gideon. They are authentic. And he's going to surround himself with guys that should be authentic, relentless. Banks, talk about a motor. He was a kicker in college. People don't really realize that about Jeff Banks, but was a kicker. Got a heck of a leg. I'd like to see if he can still kick. I bet he can't. He always has cool glasses, too. He's always changing up his glasses. But Banks, he's out looking at real estate in his big move here. But he is a kicker, but he can recruit, develop. Therefore, they're going to win. And Gideon, Joseph, and Banks all have that in common. Authentic, who recruits, develops, and wins.
I was reading the Sark's background, and it's really strange because it's kind of, you guys have opened, you and Jeff Fry have opened my eye to the skills of playing baseball, and has it translates really well over to football. And one of the quarterbacks last night that was playing in the high school championship was has a baseball scholarship. And you did go through a lot of pro football that all had contracts with baseball teams. So, you know, the Mahomes style of football that you can throw at pretty much any angle, it almost comes from, you know, playing shortstop, second base, something like that.
Yeah, and there were two that I left off when I was with B&E yesterday morning, which you can go back and listen to. It was the third hour around 8:10. Of course, you pointed out to me that I said Russell Williams and not Russell Wilson, and you were right. But there are two that I left out. Ricky Williams, Quan Cosby.
Oh, wow.
Baseball guys. Yeah. Who, in that quarterback for South Lake Carroll last night, you could see that he had to have played up the middle or at third because he was throwing at all sorts of angles. I mean, you look at Mahomes, of course, that's the obvious one. But then you even mentioned Tebow, Marino, Elway, Winston, and you could go on and on. There's something about that. Terry Joseph played high double A for the Chicago Cubs coming here. They see some things that are different. Now, look, you, up front, no. But the skill positions, baseball really helps. I mean, if you're a center fielder, here's what happens.
Look at Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, oh, great. Man. There's a guy that was playing a football game at a noon kick, and he's playing with the Braves that evening. Yeah. A center fielder, a good center fielder, as the pitch is being delivered, they're anticipating if there's a swing and contact is made, they're already making their first step. And when it comes off the bat, they can quickly, it's a math problem, they don't think of it as a math problem, but we quickly see it coming off the bat, and we can now run to where we know the ball is going to be.
Right, the trajectory, they just like, boom. Yeah.
Now, an outfielder, it's interesting, a good outfielder will never open up to the ball when they've taken a bad angle. Instead, they will plant that outside foot and take the corrective angle to go back and get the ball. We call that turning away from the baseball coach. If coach is listening over there, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. You never want to banana that if you're a defensive back or an outfielder, which is why Terry Joseph is so effective in developing talent. And no one knows angles better in the special teams department than Jeffrey Banks. I promise you that. You're going to see some outstanding. I mean, I don't know how many times Jeff Banks popped Christian Kirk for touchdowns, and I watched it during the walkthroughs and watched it during the film study. This is how we're going to get Christian Kirk a touchdown today. Everybody's going to block.
I was thinking last night, too, watching 17, 18-year-old kids play high-level football last night, and then tomorrow we get to watch 42-year-olds and 43-year-olds play high-level football tomorrow night.
I know.
The NFL.
It's weird. You know, we're 56 years old, and we're talking about high school football. It's funny how no one does it better than Johnny Rogers. Chris, you knew it was going to be in the first 5 minutes. He could not hold his tongue.
Westlake.
To talk about the Chaparrals. Well, a lot of texts coming in right now. I'll get to them at the break, I promise you. Police Chief Cantu wants me to point out here today, this morning, that let the listeners know that the RM-2222 and RM-620 are going to be backed up today and tomorrow for construction. So, heads up right there. If you're used to just flying through, that's a beautiful drive on 2222 and 620, but not today. It's going to be backed up like an all cheese diet. So the bathroom book trivia question, of course, the two that are in the Hall of Fame that had nothing to do with the sport. Texters, you got it right. Of course, it is the one, the only, Abbott and Costello. Sammy.
Here we go.
Tell who's going to join us here on the banks of 360 today in studio on a beautiful day. Chief Cantu letting us know that 22-22, 620, backed up like an all-cheese diet today and tomorrow. Oh, that's what you wait for. You listen to. We're going to have some new drops right after the Great State on the opener. We're playing with them now. We were looking at some of them last night, Jamie. Frazier, that we were...
Your Huckleberry.
Yeah. And we had a discussion about that. Is the line... I'll be your Huckleberry, or I'm your Huckleberry, of course, from the movie Tombstone in 93. Is it I'm your Huckleberry?
I don't know.
I think it's I'm your Huckleberry. But I think we want it to be I'll be your Huckleberry, and that's because the Iceman signs all of his pictures, I'll be your Huckleberry. But I think the line is out. Anyway, it's a big debate online. I didn't know that till last night. But Tombstone is something... a movie that we were looking. We probably looked at 20 drops last night.
I was watching Training Day. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it gets in my head a little bit.
Me too.
I don't like that. I don't think I'm going to watch that movie ever again. Particularly that scene. I don't like that.
That scene that makes you feel like you're all alone.
Abbott and Costello. Well, a lot of listeners nailed it. You know, 90-45, 55-16. 47-20, all these guys nailed it. Zaman Costello, of course it is.
Hey, are we going to talk about playoffs?
Playoffs. Yes, and Miss Beth texted me this morning. Miss Beth just texted me. She said, hey, remember, of course, she's, you know, oh, you Miss Beth. You know, she says, Kyler Murray, you know,
yeah,
signed a $5 million deal.
We talked
about him on Friday, but he was one of the baseball guys. And you watch, he does that pop-up slide like he went to the skills and drills camp, Bragg Stockton. Pop-up slide.
I mean, then there's Russell Williams and Russell Wilson. Yeah, both of them good baseball Russell players. Williams.
Man, you know, it's funny. You know, I go back and try to make the show better each time. And, you know, what do we set out to do? What actually happened? What do we want to prove? What do we want to sustain? And every time when I go back, I find that I make some sort of mistake.
No.
And Russell Williams, not Russell Wilson, was a mistake I made yesterday. I'm sorry about that.
Well, today we got the Rams and the Packers. Up there in the up in Green Bay.
Now you are the NFL guy. You follow. You're in fantasy football. You track this. You put picks in to win Terry Bradshaw's F-150. I mean, you are an NFL guy.
I enjoy the NFL. And fantasy football has made me enjoy the NFL a little bit more because my 49ers did not do good this year. A lot of injury prone. But, I love the NFL. And today we got the Rams, the Packers, first game. Then you have actually a really good game I want to see is the Ravens and the Bills. And that's up in Buffalo. And then tomorrow's games are going to be interesting. You got the Browns and the Chiefs up there in Kansas City. And then it's the Battle of the Geriatrics, Buccaneers and the Saints in New Orleans. Where the average age of the football of the quarterback is 42 and a half. That's right.
42 and a half? Is that right?
I don't know. It's
close. So I think there's two questions there. Who do you like in the game, and who do you think is going to win? I think those are two different questions.
I got Packers winning. I don't know with the Bills. My dad was from Buffalo, so I'm actually leaning towards Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Lamar's amazing, though. I got a whole bunch of family for the Browns, so I kind of like to see the Browns win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think they just got off with a really bad
28-0 first quarter start.
Well, yeah, with Pittsburgh, that was just horrible. I mean, for the first snap of the game, right over Roethlisberger's head.
His body language, by the way, throughout the game, is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, especially after the game, but. Throughout the game as well, but after the game, that was not a good look. Sitting there like that, I think he's a gone Johnny, don't you?
I don't know. And then you know, Buccaneers and the Saints. I'm pulling for the Saints, but I'm a Brady hater. Sorry, guys. But can't even, I still look at him as a Patriot. Can't really get over that. But yeah, I'd love to see Drew. Drew's not looking that good. Drew, I don't know if this would be Drew's last year, Westlake kid.
Yeah. It's so who do you I want the Browns to win and I want the Saints to win, but I'm not putting money on any of it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm gonna watch it.
Sammy, who you got, Bucks or Saints?
Oh, as a totally biased party, I got the Saints. So
I didn't even know you were bi. Thanks for
the Saints. Who Dat Nation, I love Who Dat Nation. I love the Drew Brees story. Of course, you know, we sold our home in Barton Creek West, which is where Drew Brees swam when he was in high school. That was a big selling point for us. That, and we have a pet fox that would come in every night and leave his little surprises for us on our sport court. So, but Who Dat Nation, I love. I love Drew Brees, and I want the Saints to win. But that doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
No.
What are we doing?
What you want now.
It doesn't matter what we want.
I'm sad the Big O couldn't make it out here today.
I know. The Big O was supposed to be with us. He's got a new, I think you and W. Brown covered that. He's got a new role over at the 40 Acres, which I think is perfect for him. Jeff Banks, if you're listening, you know, we got to get the Big O in front of the team.
Is he taking over from McConaughey? That's what's going on?
Well.
But
that's funny.
The J-O-B got the job back there in the burnt orange. Good to have him back on the 40 acres.
Yeah, he needs to be there. Talk about a great mentor and just a strategic. He needs to speak truth into the lives of these young men, 18 to 23-year-olds whose prefrontal cortex and amygdala have not fully developed. So I love that the Big O is going to be full-time back at the 40 acres. You know, I've asked our daughter's engaged, our 27-year-old daughter's engaged to an Oklahoma State Cowboy, which is fine by me, plus he's like 6'4", and we need that in the gene pool. So I'm encouraging our daughter and her fiancé to engage with, you know, premarital counseling with the Big O. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. I just...
What's the matter with you?
I'm just thinking the Big O sitting down, and I love the guy. Oh, okay. Just love the Big O.
He's Octavius Bishop, who blocked for Ricky Williams. Now, you talk about two different guys who learned differently. Oh, my gosh. You couldn't ask for two different personalities, Octavius Bishop and Ricky Williams. And that coach adapted to both of those guys. I can hear Bucky right now going, you know, Octavius, you know, quit just talking and asking me questions. Just block the guy, move him left, move him right, and let RW roll. That's what we need to do. Hey, so Jamie, when you first got back, you know, I'm going to see my brother, spend a lot of time with him, hopefully in the next couple of days. When you first got back from your 10 deployments, what are those first couple of weeks, couple of months like?
Kind of good, kind of bad. You are you kind of walk, you're a stranger in a strange land. When you come back, you're just like, okay, you've got everything at your fingertips that you didn't have while you're deployed. It's kind of get used to sleeping in your a new bed that's your own bed. It's a process. It really is. You don't want to jump out and just go at it all at once. You just want to kind of kick back the house, kind of slowly adapt to your new environment, because it is a new environment. You know, no one's trying to kill you over here. I don't know. Some people might be trying to kill you. It's a lot of baby steps, and then you get adapted in a couple months. You're fine. You're back in there, but just kind of taking it slow. That's it.
Did you run out right away and get your Rottweiler or Argentinian Mastiff?
I did not, but I should have. But no, I did not. Yeah.
Really? Did you buy a car?
Well, I mean, no. Uh-uh. I had my Dodge truck, and it was like a 2005 all the way. Last deployment was like 2013, and I didn't put a lot of miles on it because I was gone all the time. So I still have my truck.
What did you do with your storage unit?
That was funny because I hadn't seen, you know, I moved out of my house and I hadn't seen the, that's the biggest waste of money is, hey, if you're going to be gone for 7 years, 8 years, 9 years that you didn't know, and you stuck your stuff all in storage, you're paying for used furniture to be stored in a storage bin. But you know the funny part is like you don't even know what your furniture looks like. You're like, oh this is nice. Where did I get this from? You're like, why did I store this? You know, you're like, okay.
Furniture. When I think about what was in your storage unit, one piece of one item that I used yesterday in my workout off the back of your East Austin home was a 50-pound plate. Yeah. Not a 45-pound plate, a 50-pound plate.
Yeah, that's in my storage unit. I don't even know where I got it, and I don't even know where you can get a 50-pound plate.
So, listeners, you know, the bar on a bench press weighs 45 pounds, and Jamie will tell us why that is here in a second. And so when you put two plates on each side of the bench press, it's equivalent of 225 pounds, and every high school college player remembers the very first time. No, even if you're a kicker like Jeff Banks, when you threw up 225 pounds the very first time, it's a point in a man, young man's life that you never forget. But each of the bar's 45, the plates are 45, but Jamie Frazier has got a plate that I've never seen before in my life that weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah,
explain it.
Well, I mean the. Reason that everyone's on 45 pounds is that the highest weight that Olympic lifting will allow is 20 kilograms, which equals 44.09 pounds. So what they did here in the United States is that we go off the pounds. So we're like, well, we can't have something that weighs 40.09 pounds. We're going to roll up to 45 pounds. And that's how come you have 45 pound weight. There you go.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Things you didn't want to know, and now you do.
So it was all by the Olympics. That's why we have 45 pounds.
Blame that in the metric system.
I had no idea, but when I looked down and saw a 50-pound plate, I'm like, well, where's the other one?
Well, that's like first time you go to, you're in Europe or someplace else that's dealing with leaders, and you're like, how much money am I paying? First, it's in pounds or euros. You're like, I have no idea how much money I'm paying. I have no idea how much fuel I have.
I can't wait to see what's in my brother's storage unit. We'll be back from the banks at 360. Sammy.
The Texas Wine of the Week.
When you hear that, you know you're about to hear from the voice of Texas grape growers, winemakers, the one and only Jamie Frazier. This is brought to you, of course, by Drew Brown. Drew Brown from Wilson and Goldrick. She helped us not only buy our home in Barton Creek West, but then sell our home in Barton Creek West. And I tell you, there's only a handful of homes that come up for sale in that neighborhood in the Eanes School District. Barton Creek West is just kind of a hidden gem. You feel like you're out in the country. And if you're a fourth-generation Texan hill country boy like me, it's a perfect place to live. And Johnny Rogers, you need to get your client over there to 2911 Barton Point Drive. I say again, 2911 Barton Point Drive over in Barton Creek West. Drew Brown, Wilson, and Goldrick supporting the great state of Texas, Texas grape growers, winemakers. Send it! Jamie Frazier.
Well, today's Brent Dickey Memorial. Brent, we don't miss you. We don't even want to see you. We just like to remember you.
That's right.
Anyway, the Brent Dickey Memorial Wine of the Week pick is the 2017 Berkeley Hill Vineyards Banana Sioux. This was called in by Sammy from the other room.
Wow.
A beautiful expression of the fragrant Muscat Canelli grape, this wine offers notes of jasmine, orange blossom.
Wow.
And hints of perfume from a grandmother's vanity. That's weird.
The banana soup.
Yeah, it's zippy and bright with tropical notes of pineapple and tangerine. And that's your 2017 Berkeley Hill Vineyards Banana Sioux, the Brent Dickey Memorial. Remember, Brent, we don't miss you. We just really don't like you. We love you, Brent.
Well, that's a great, you know, the It's also known as the Orange Blossom Special, the Banana Sioux. A lot of folks don't know that. Grape growers, wine makers do know that. Sammy, I have a couple questions for you. Why, at the break, do we hear commercials about vasectomy, ED, irritable bowel system, diarrhea, and bloating?
Well, because as you know, we only have the shows advertise services that they utilize.
But so. It seems to me that you are perhaps profiling gentlemen in their 50s with these types of commercials. And I'm just pointing that out that, I don't hear it with Johnny Rogers or Sammy. Casey Stutter, but I hear all of this other. But fascinating. We bring you a breakfast taco. Jamie does every Saturday morning, and you fill us full with these commercials. A little correction. I said Will Brown for backup quarterback at Liberty University from South Lake Carroll. I don't know why I had Will Brown on my head. It's Will Bowers. Will Bowers was the quarterback who played at South Lake Carroll for a state championship and now is at Liberty University. I don't know how we keep letting these great athletes, but Sark, during Sark Week, we've got to recruit in the great state, then develop, and you will win, especially with guys like Gideon, Banks, and Joseph. There you go. Yeah, could have ended the show right there, but okay. I'm sure Sammy wants to play some more bloating commercials. Yes, it was from Fast Times at Ridgemount High. That's what the drop was after the opener. Some great texts coming in here about the Argentinian Mastiff, which is what they're recommending my brother get for his new dog. You're recommending Rottweiler, but I got to tell you, my brother loves to gaze into the eyes of a beautiful German Shepherd.
That's another good dog. It's actually a little bit smaller. Most of the team guys use are the Belgian Shepherds, which are, looks to everybody else, looks like a German Shepherd, but they're just a little bit smaller. Those dogs are, when the ones that have the teams, once they go through all the training, they're just fearless. They strap them for halo jumping, high altitude, low opening parachuting. They stick an oxygen mask on this dog, and they strap them to their chest, and they walk out the back of the C-17 or C-130, and they just jump in. Yeah, they do that. They fast rope out of helicopters. They're crazy. They're just nuts.
That's something I never want to do again. My brother is a skydiver. I think he's even done some instruction. He does all these, I don't know how many jumps he's had, but he's had a ton.
He probably likes to pack
shoes.
And
one of the first things he wanted me to do was like, hey, when I get all settled in and done with, all this quarantine stuff, I want to go on a skydive. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. There's 4 years that separate us. He's 4 years younger than I am. And he's like, no. He said, well, okay, we'll go on a run. I said, no, listen, there's a couple things I don't do anymore. I don't run. And I don't jump out of airplanes anymore. I did it 8 times, and the 8th I didn't like.
You got one more than me. I got seven jumps, seven all static line. And, yeah, you can have it. It's fine.
I only want to get up about 18.2 feet in a deer stand. And even then, I want to make sure that I've got some sort of boingy boingy thing strapped around me, so if I fall out of the stupid thing, my mom, bless her heart, she has fallen maybe anywhere from 4 to 6 times in the last year and a half, and she's fallen in the same place in the kitchen, and it just scares the heck out. I'm scared one day to fall in the kitchen, and I'm not gonna skydive. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Priority of work.
Hey,
I'm
Sammy,
scared about falling in a kitchen.
Sammy, you got a caller?
Is Joe Rogan on line one?
Yes, he is.
We're not going to have time.
We don't have time. Tell Joe thanks. Maybe next week.
He's probably calling in from the lake house again.
From the lake house.
I mean, he's just a dial. I mean, guys.
He just did another show downtown at Stubbs just the other day. Last weekend, I think.
I think Trey Elling III, not to be confused with Trey Elling IV. I think he went. I haven't heard. I need to go back and listen to some of his stand-up because it's a remarkable story. I really enjoy listening to a couple of folks. Joe's one of them, but I love what Dave Portnoy is doing right now over at Barstool. And of course, we've got friends at Barstool, but the Barstool fund now has surpassed $25 million supporting small businesses throughout these United States. And Dave has really matured. Wasn't that mature, the way I said mature? Matured in his approach to life and giving and serving. And I know some guys that work closely with Dave Portnoy. And what he's doing is authentic, relentless, and selfless service to a cause. It's exactly what this coaching staff will do here on the 40 Acres after Sark puts it together. Jamie, what's the plan for the day? Because I am with you.
Save Austin now. It's got 3 days left to get all the signatures to start about the homeless problem. Yeah, it's so if you got, are you a citizen of Austin, Texas? Go ahead and look up SaveAustin.com.
If I can help you with Sideline Leadership, that's the company. You can look us up at LinkedIn. Jamie Frazier and I, and J. Craig Flowers. I'll be at Air It Out Quarterback and Receivers Camp in Abilene next weekend with the great David Thomas and Cody Hodges. Sammy, thank you for all you are doing. Brother, welcome home. I'm glad you're back in the great state of Texas. Thank you for your service. And we'll see you on the high ground.